state tournament for you, Coach. I know you're pumped, excited. Boy, you're playing some of your best basketball down the stretch. What, a five of your last six wins games have been wins. Well, you're really coming in red hot, aren't you?
Yeah, we're feeling good. Like you said, trying to play our best basketball here in March, and I thought we've been doing that so far. So,
huge win over Mullen. Wow, district final, you know, final 55-48. What a win, you know, comparing it to being their place to their home court. That was huge win for you.
Yeah, we were happy with how we got off the bus. You know, that's a long bus ride. So to get off and then just kind of play our basketball game and do what we do, it was really fun to see and just proud of the girls.
And I'm sure a complete team effort. There was a one individual that really stuck out, but it took everybody, didn't it?
Yeah, it took everybody. Addison Perry led us in scoring. Just proud of her, our one senior. You know, to watch her have a really successful night was pretty awesome. So,
14 wins this year, Coach. You really turned things around. I think it was with 6 or 7 wins. This group's really turned things around this year, haven't they?
Yeah, you know, we've just stayed consistent with the process. We talked about the same things last year and just starting to see our hard work come to fruition this year. We were a little banged up early, start 0-4, but slowly have gotten healthy and fun to see the puzzle pieces come together.
Coach, you played a gauntlet of schedule. Gosh, SEM with Amherst, playing Cambridge, playing, you know, played it up, you know, with Lexington in Class B, Dundee County Stratton at one point, SEM down the line. I mean, Mullen, you played a ton of great teams that schedule, didn't you?
Yeah, which is fun, right? Like, we don't want to be undefeated at the end of the year. We just want to be battle tested, and I feel we are. We've had to play in some tough games and in some tough situations, you know, down one starter, down two starters. There hadn't been very many basketball games where we've had our whole team healthy. So to get that at Mullen was nice. But, yeah, I mean, that's a credit to our conference, too. We've got 4 FKC teams down in the state tournament. It's pretty awesome to see. So
has it come like injuries, sickness, or a combination of both?
Yeah, a combination of both. Mainly injuries. We got sick right before sub-districts, but luckily we've gotten healthy. But yeah, I've been injured, rolled ankles, dislocated knees, separated shoulders. It's been quite the deal, but seems like everybody's kind of healing up, which is good.
Talk about some of your players. You've got one double-digit scorer, but you've got a lot of other girls, 8 points, 7 points, 7 points that could really help you out.
Yeah, you know, Sophia Skemper's our leading scorer. It's nice to have her because you can give her the basketball and she's going to make plays for us. But everybody else, we just talk about excelling in our roles and they do that. You know, you look at that Mullen game, we had 3 girls with 8 rebounds, 1 with 7 and 1 with 12. It's like, that's an all around game. Right. And so we've just been really happy with how they've all accepted what their role is on the basketball court and really worked to become exceptional in that role.
Well, you know Dundee County Stratton, Coach. You played them in the middle part of January, so both teams know each other. I'm sure you've watched some recent film, and what's got to be done this second time around, first round of state to advance?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Schaub does a great job. He's got great athletes and basketball players. The Spargo sisters are incredible. But there's really good pieces around them. You look at what happened in that first game, we gave up 35 points in transition and 32 off of turnovers. And so we've got to eliminate those turnovers, and then we're going to have to win the battle on the boards. You know, Dundee County's extremely athletic. They've got a knack for finding the basketball. And so for us to have a shot, we're going to have to rebound really, really well. So
seems like your scoring has really picked up. I know in the 50s, you like to score. Everyone wants to score more, but close to 60, Wilcox Hildreth, 50s, Bertrand Mullen. So your score, it sounds like you're scoring more for you as well.
Yeah, for sure. Our field goal percentage to start the year was not necessarily where we wanted it to be, but we just talked about finding our identity and things that don't require the basketball to go on the hoop for us, right? Can we defend consistently? Can we rebound consistently? And it's just kind of been our message all year that shots are going to fall eventually, right? Time in the gym. We're working on our craft. They're staying in after the gym. And so I credit the girls for the extra work they put in to see the jump on the offensive side of the ball as well.